Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, a technology show you don't need a computer engineering degree to understand. That's right, leave your pocket protector at the door and ditch those horn-rimmed glasses with the tape in the middle. Here, we translate geek speak into street speak for you, yet still cover all the latest and greatest in tech trends, products, and services. Popular topics on Tech Talk include computers and great websites, high-definition televisions and home theater gear, mobile phones and portable MP3 players, cameras and camcorders, GPS navigation units, and video games. Basically, if it's got an on and off switch, you've heard it here first. Tech Talk is brought to you by Bing.ca, the brand new search engine that gives you fast and accurate results. And enjoy the segregated results, too, where you can find results divided into categories like news, photos, videos, and downloads. Try it out for yourself at bing.ca. That's B-I-N-G.ca. Speaking of websites, every few months or so on Tech Talk, we take a look at the hottest websites on the internet. But instead of me telling you where you can check out online, I like turning the microphone over to you, our valued listeners, so you can call in with your favorite places to surf to and why. Okay, so I'll share a few of my favorites as well, but I love to hear where you're going online. So what's your current favorite website and why? And yes, it can be your own website you want to plug, but of course, you need to tell the GTA why we should visit the site. And it could be related to current events or news as well, such as celebrating Pride Day, despite the rainy weather, or Michael Jackson videos, or other events or recent news that is occupying your time on the internet. And I'll tell you what our amazing giveaway is for today in a moment, but the numbers to call us on News Talk 1010 are 416-872-1010 if you're in the Toronto area, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of Toronto, or star 8255, that's star talk on your cell phone, and it's also a free call. Again, we want to limit the calls today to simply your favorite website and why. And, you know, I get these kind of emails all the time from CFRB listeners saying, I love that show that you did because now that website that this person called in with is now my favorite. I made it my homepage and I can't believe I lived without it. So I think our listeners get a lot of value out of these kinds of shows, which we haven't done, by the way, since February. So I thought it was a good opportunity on this sort of gloomy Sunday to just open the lines and hear where you're going online. I love this sort of whole word of mouth thing. And again, I want you to tell me why you like this website or else you won't be eligible for our grand prize. So let me tell you a bit about what that is. What we're going to do is one lucky listener today is going to get a call back just before 1 p.m., and you have to remember a secret phrase, which I'll give you in a moment. If you say that secret phrase, you've won yourself a click-free transformer with hard drive. What the heck is that, you're wondering? A click-free transformer is a cable that you plug into your Windows or Mac-based computer, and on the other end, you plug in your favorite external hard drive, and it automatically backs up all your important files for you without you having to click anything. If you are a CTV viewer, you might have seen me show it on the CTV News channel last week. I just started with them. On Tuesday night, I demonstrated this product on TV. So it's called Click Free, but wait, there's more, as Ron Popeil says. It comes with a 320-gigabyte hard drive as well for a total value of $200 US. So again, here's what this product is, this giveaway. It's actually two products in one. You get a click-free transformer with which lets you back up all of your computer's important files for you without you needing to click anything. It knows where to go for all your documents, your files, your videos, rather, camcorder footage, things that are irreplaceable, your photos, maybe your website bookmarks, speaking of websites, which is today's theme, all without you having to click anything. So if you have a hard drive you're already happy with, you simply plug the hard drive into this little purple and black cable. You plug the other end of this click-free transformer cable into your computer, and it does all the work for you. But it also comes in the box with a 320-gigabyte hard drive, which is huge. That's probably as big, if not bigger, than the hard drive you have in your current laptop or desktop computer. So it'll back up everything for you. And get this, if and when you get a new computer, or let's say you update your Windows to Windows 7, which is coming out in late October, to put all those files back where they belong, you simply plug it back in and it does all the work for you. So it's a little hard to explain, but you're going to love this grand prize, especially if you're not that tech savvy, because it does all that backup work for you. You can read about this online, clickfree.com. The name of the product is ClickFree Transformer with 320 gig hard drive. You'll find it under the store section of this Toronto-based website. I want to tell you, you don't have to write down every website that we're giving away this hour, every website that you're calling in to tell us that we should visit online. You don't have to scramble and write everything down. If you're interested in a list of every website that we talk about on today's show, simply email me, techtalk@cfrb.com, and I will email you a list of every website that we talked about. Give me a day or so, because last time I did this, there was about 300-400 people who emailed me. And all that was just really cutting and pasting. That's a bit time-consuming. Sarah's smiling. She remembers. Sarah Rice, by the way, is our screener, who you'll be talking to when you call in to, A, give your phone number, because we're going to call somebody randomly just before 1 p.m. and to see if we can give away this wonderful grand prize. And she's also the person to, and B, to give her your favorite website, and we'll talk to you on the air. All right, the secret phrase that you need to say if we call you back at the end of the show is, I've won on the web today on Tech Talk. That's I've won on the web today on Tech Talk. Bit of a tongue tweezer, teaser. See? And milk in that alliteration as well. I've won on the web today on Tech Talk, because we're talking about the web. And you may be listening to us on the internet. You can, by the way, speaking of great websites, go to cfrb.com and listen to today's show or any CFRB show live anywhere in the world. So you don't need a little transistor or radio, a little AM radio, wherever you are in the digital space, cfrb.com, and you can listen to us while you're surfing the internet in any country or any on any continent. So give us a call, 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255, a free call on your cell phone. I'll kick off the show with a shameless plug for my own website. It's my blog, where I write about my tech reviews and views and news, and I post videos there, and it's called Sync, S-Y-N-C. And we also post each and every Tech Talk show on Monday. So the day following the live show, if you want to hear my entire show all over again, sync-blog.com, sync-blog.com. It's hosted by MSN, and it's my blog where I write about 10 to 12 posts a week, including video updates. I did a video review of the new iPhone 3GS that you can watch online. I've got an interesting story about the Michael Jackson album sales on the internet tomorrow and how they've spiked since his passing. No surprise there, but you won't believe how well they're selling. Perhaps enough to get him out of that $500 million in debt, which is good news for his kids. So sync-blog.com is my website for tech updates, reviews, news, interviews, videos, and of course, Tech Talk shows, which you can download from the internet. So it's sync-blog.com. You don't have to write it down. Just email me if you want a list of every show, every website that we talk about on today's show. Our theme is Best of the Web. Let's start off with Doris in Hamilton, a regular listener, if I'm not mistaken. Hi, Doris.
Hi, Mark. Good to talk to you.
You too, dear.
One of my favorites is RottenTomatoes.com.
RottenTomatoes.com. What can you see or do there, hon?
Well, what it gives you is what's called a tomato reading, and it's an average of all the reviews that people have given the movie, the critics or even just regular people. So any rating that's a 3 out of 5 or above is considered a fresh. Anything below is a rotten. So you might get a 75% rating on a movie that says 75% of the people thought this was a 3 out of 5 or better.
Right. So I'm sure Tom Green is all over this site in the rotten part.
Oh, I'm sure he might
his,
be. Exactly.
His movies. I'm sorry.
So but I like it because it lets you see a whole variety of people's opinions as opposed to just reading about one critic.
And that's great because, yeah, everybody's... And it's not just professional critics, but you said also users can vote too. Mm-hmm. And that's a fun alternative to IMDb, which is probably the most popular movie review site on the internet. It stands for Internet Movie Database, IMDb. RottenTomatoes.com. Thank you, Doris. That's a great website to check out, especially if you're into films, because, hey, It's not cheap to go to the movies these days, and who wants to spend your hard-earned money on a movie that has been universally panned by both critics and viewers? So check out that site, RottenTomatoes.com, before you head out to the theater or rent or buy a DVD. Let's go to Beth in Ajax. Hi, Beth.
Hi.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you. My website is Rent, Read, Return, and my friend has started a business where you can rent 3, 5, 7, or 11 or more books during a month. It's free shipping, and the package is recyclable. It goes back, and the postage is free. And you can choose from any of the new novels that are out or older ones. And she has a book list of more than 50,000 books. And
wow.
She's launching it in the middle of this month. It'll be launched by July the 15th.
And it's called rentreadreturn.com.
That's correct.
Wow, I'm going to check that site. So it's not live yet.
No.
Okay. I'm going to see if it's up, maybe not up and running for orders, but I'm going to see if that website, if it has anything there. And that sounds great. It's like an interactive library. Comes to you, though. Love it. RentReadReturn.com. Sounds like Canadian product, a Canadian service. Good stuff there. Reminds me of Zip.ca, a website that will send you DVDs in the mail, and then whenever you're done with them, there's free shipping. You put them back in the post, and you get some more. By the way, Zip.ca, not to get off topic, last week announced streaming for the first time. So now, much like Netflix in the U.S., you're going to be able to stream movies, which means you don't have to download them. They will start when you click on the internet, and then stream it even to your TV if you've got the right setup, which is the first time we've seen this in Canada. So pretty cool stuff there from Zip.ca. Rent, Read, Return for books, though. And we're going to take a short break. When we return, going back to the lines to hear your favorite websites and why, and to get ready to give away our, well, not ready to give our way, but collect more phone numbers, because at the end of the show, we're going to call back and see if you remember the secret phrase to give away a click-free transformer and 320-gig hard drive to back up all your important stuff. Welcome back to Tech Talk. On today's show, it's the best of the web. I'm asking you, our listeners, to call in with your favorite websites and why, and you'll be eligible to win our grand prize, which is a click-free transformer and 320-gigabyte hard drive. Basically, this product, and they claim it's easier to make than toast, it's easier to use than toast, is you simply plug this into your computer, and it automatically, without you having to click a thing, automatically backs up your important files for you and stores it on an external hard drive, which is also included, or your own external hard drive if you prefer, and put it in a safe place, and you've got an automatic backup of everything that's important to you. It's valued at about $200 US. We're going to give it away to a random caller. What we're going to do is take everybody's phone number who calls in with your favorite website and why, and we're going to call you back, somebody, at the end of the show. But you need to say the secret phrase when you answer the line, and that is, I've won on the web today on Tech Talk. I've won on the web today on Tech Talk, and you've won yourself this grand prize. If you say hello, sorry, we got to hang up and go to the next caller. That's just how we roll. Oh, after 12:30, I forgot, we're going to take a short break on the phone. We're going to take a short break from our theme and go to the phones and chat with Daryl McMullen. He's the head of PayPal in Canada, and he's going to give us an update on what PayPal is and talk to us about a new way to send money to your friends or family via your computer or phone with no transaction fees. So this is PayPal, an update on what PayPal is and some of the newest parts of their service after 12:30. And that's just going to be a little break. But right now, I want to go back to the lines, ask you to tell me what your favorite websites are and why. You don't need to write all these down, especially if you're driving. I will email you a list of all the websites we've discussed if you send me a note, techtalk@cfrb.com, over the next few days, techtalk@cfrb.com. But without further ado, oh yeah, let me give you the numbers again. 416-872-1010. Toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB or *8255, a free call on your cell phone. Let's go to Susan in Brampton. Hi, Susan. Thanks for calling.
Hello. Good morning, Mark.
And
oh,
to
sorry.
You.
Good afternoon.
Oh, it's all good.
Okay.
It's one of those days where you just want to stay in bed anyways. I feel bad for the Pride Parade.
Yeah,
you know, the exhibitors there because who knows what kind of traffic they're going to get. But in any event, good day to you.
Okay, good. Yes, good day. okay, I'll give you my second favorite website, which would be Johns Hopkins. Now, I think your screener said that it's jhu.ed.
That's a.edu. Yeah, so
jhu.edu.
Okay, that's correct.
My favorite one I did know the web address for, but someone else is going to use it evidently, so it's okay. Now, the reason I like Johns Hopkins is because when you look things up on the web, and it's medical, and you go to your doctor, and you say, I have seen on the web that it's this, it's that, or, you know, my symptoms are whatever, they will look at you like, why are you on the Internet?
Yeah, should not be turning to the Internet for medical advice, right.
But if you say to them, I went to Johns Hopkins website, they really do stop and listen.
Yeah, it's a valid point, because you don't know who to trust on the Internet, but an institution like Johns Hopkins University is going to be, you would hope, to be reliable information. Yet it's still probably not ideal to look at symptoms and say,
various things. Yeah, it's a really, really good site, though. It's well laid out, at least it was last time I saw. Mm-hmm. And I'm really glad to be able to call in, because usually it's so technical that only my husband understands it.
Well, then I'm not doing my job, Susan, because I try to make this show non-technical. That's the whole point.
Well,
so if I'm not doing a good job, you have to tell me and smack my hands a little.
Some things are technical, and you just can't get away from it. So
it's
hard. In front of two computers all day. Anyway.
Well, thank you so much for calling, Susan. So it's jhu.edu, Johns Hopkins University, and .edu is because it's an educational site. So a great recommendation there. Let's go to Pauline in Toronto. Pauline, what's your favorite website?
Hi, Mark. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
It's CFRB.com.
Oh, well, there you go. You win brownie points for that. What do you like about our site?
I just like everything. I like the fact that I get my news, the latest news right away, and I like reading about everybody's biography and playing, of course, my mini putt.
Oh, yeah, the games.
Yeah,
excellent. Yeah, thank you for calling and suggesting our site. And also, I've been turning to the news for all the strike information. That's the first place I go to, because it's good local news and something you can rely upon.
That's right.
Yeah, great. Thank you for calling.
It's so
you can
great
also,
to talk to you.
Likewise. And you are eligible, by the way, Pauline, to win the grand prize. So that's it. And CFRB.com is now on Twitter, by the way. If you use Twitter, you can sign up for pushed alerts and news headlines right to your phone or computer. Hey, Scott Gill, our tech op today, his favorite, or one of his favorite websites, is lifehacker.com. This is a great site that gives you how-tos and information about basically everything. I'm looking at some of the headlines right now. Turn bananas into a frozen summer treat. That's a good non-techie one. But there's also 5 best free system restore tools if you have a computer crash and you need to recover your important files. A plain English guide to the best 5 that are out there. The top 10 productivity basics explained. 9 great uses for binder clips. Like these wacky things. Some of them are practical. Some of them you don't think are practical until you start reading them going, wow, this is amazing. So if you like websites, like all the how-to kind of websites, this is a great one. Lifehacker.com, and that one was recommended by Scott Gill, our tech op today for Tech Talk. Hey, we don't have time for another one. No, we don't. We got to take another short break. When we return, we're going to start with Rashid in Hamilton. And again, we want to keep the lines open to hear your favorite websites and why. And I'm waiting for Sarah Rice, our screener, to tell me one that doesn't have any profanity in it. The first one she wanted me to check out, I can't say on the air, although it's a great site. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk. Stick with us. Welcome back to Tech Talk. The show is brought to you by Bing.ca, the brand new search engine that gives you fast and accurate results. And enjoy the segregated pages, too, where you can find info divided by categories after you type in what you're looking for. It's divided by news and photos, videos and downloads. Try it out for yourself at Bing.ca. That's Bing.ca, formerly Live Search. So it's a new way of searching for things. Try that instead of Google next time. Bing.ca. Speaking of great websites, that's our theme today. I've opened the lines and asked you to call in with your favorite websites and why. Something we do 2-3 times a year. And usually a very popular show, because everybody's got their favorite website, right? And it's almost as much fun to share it with everybody else as it is to visit it by yourself. And you don't need to write everything down. If you're interested in a list of every website we cover today, just email me, techtalk@cfrb.com, and I'll write you back with a list of every website we've discussed. We also have a great prize to give away, which I'll tell you about in a few minutes. I want to take a bit of a break for a moment, change gears, and I promised our listeners a chat with Daryl McMullen, the head of PayPal in Canada, to talk to us about the popular online payment method. And then we'll return back to the lines to talk about cool websites. But Daryl, I think you're on the line right now.
How are you, Mark?
Thanks for calling in today, or we called you. I appreciate your time on this Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, not a problem.
I'm doing well, and I hope you are as well.
Definitely.
All right, so I'm a user of PayPal. I'm an eBay-aholic. I shop quite a bit, and I usually use PayPal to, if it's an option, and it usually is, to buy things using that secure method. But I think there's a number of people out there who have maybe heard the word PayPal but aren't exactly sure what it is and how it works. So why don't we start with that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, definitely PayPal became synonymous and very popular with the way people buy and sell on eBay. But it has really quickly transformed to becoming one of the more popular ways that Canadians prefer to pay or send money electronically anywhere online. Essentially, how it works is think of it as essentially your secure electronic wallet, allowing you to send money to anyone, whether it be a merchant, a friend, or a family, without ever having to share your financial information. It also allows essentially to enable any of your financial ways of paying, whether it be from your bank account, from a credit card, or you can maintain a cash balance as well.
So the idea is that you sign up for a free and secure account with a password and a login name, and you go to paypal.com.
Yep.
And then you, once you have that account set up, you put money into a virtual bank, if you will. So you can put in, say, that's how I do it anyways. I have it tied to my bank account. And so I could put in $100 of PayPal funds and then spend that freely over the internet.
Well, that's one way of doing it.
I mean,
PayPal definitely allows you to maintain a cash balance, so you can deposit money from your credit card or your bank account into a PayPal cash balance, if you will. But you don't necessarily have to do that as well. Whenever you're transacting, at the point of transaction, you have the option of saying, I want to pay with my credit card or my bank account or tap a cash balance.
Mm.
So if you want to pay with your credit card, it's no different than using your same credit card when you're entering on a site. The difference is, you're not sharing your financial information with whoever you're doing business with.
Right. And from what I understand, before we get to sending money to friends and family, which is really why I wanted to talk to you today, if you're buying a product on, say, eBay with your PayPal account and it's not exactly what you thought it was, let's say you thought you bought a Michael Jackson Blu-ray disc and it turned out to be a Michael Jackson DVD and you were disappointed because it wasn't what the seller had said it was, there is some recourse with PayPal. Is that right?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, first off, when any unauthorized use of your PayPal account, you're 100% protected. eBay also has some enhanced buyer protection that they've recently launched this month as well, where you're protected up to an unlimited amount whenever you're paying with PayPal.
Yeah, because it used to be a certain amount of money, right? It was like if it was over $50 but under $200 or something.
That's right. There were a couple of different conditions that were in play, and we've basically been able to get rid of all of those restrictions.
Right.
So
it doesn't happen often, but when it does happen, you're protected if you use PayPal.
Definitely. You know you're covered.
Great. Okay. Now let's talk about the ability to send a friend money using PayPal. And from what I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, Daryl, there's no transaction fee if it's, depending on how it's tied to, if it's tied to your bank account, for example.
Yeah. I mean, sending money through PayPal has been kind of one of the most popular things people have done ever since PayPal has been around. But it probably was one of those experiences that wasn't the greatest. Whether, you know, give an example, if I wanted to send money to my sister in Australia as a cash gift, she would have to actually have to pay fees for that.
Okay.
Which is not kind of probably the best experience you'd want. So recently this month, we've changed the way we have the entire send money functionality. It allows Canadians to send money to friends and family from their bank account or their cash balance in their PayPal account for free.
Right. So if it's tied to your credit card, it'll cost you a nominal fee. But if you have a cash balance like I do, where I have like a small, you know, little balance there on the PayPal account, or if it's tied to your bank account, if you're sending money to someone in Canada, then it's completely free, no transaction fees on either end.
That's right.
Yeah, because that's different than, I think it's called Zoom Pass, which is like a deal between Bell and Rogers. It's another online currency solution that was recently unveiled, but it's not free.
There's a number of different payment methods, both online and we're seeing more and more through your cell phones as well, allowing people to be able to send money back and forth. I think the beauty of the PayPal system is that it's anonymous. Whether you're on your cell phone or whether you're online, it's one PayPal account where you can tap into all your financial instruments. You can pay with your bank account. You can pay with cash. You can also pay with credit card. You're not limited domestically as well. You can send money to 190 markets around the world in 19 different currencies. So we know that's actually quite popular with a lot of Canadians.
Right. So whereas 50 years ago we used Western Union, now you can do it via PayPal.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know you don't want to say that. I'll say that. All right. And finally, yeah, let's just wrap up with the cell phone part, because I think this is kind of neat. Increasingly, Canadians are, you know, it's an increasingly mobile culture. We're using our smartphones like a computer, and now you can send money from your phone instead of having to be at a computer.
Yeah, definitely. PayPal Mobile has been around for a little bit. It comes in a couple of different flavors as well. You know, you can text someone a message simply by saying, send $5 to a person's phone number or their email address, or you can use a WAP browser if your phone has that capability, and you can access PayPal essentially just like you access it online.
Right.
You log in with your same email and password, and you can send money very quickly and easily that way. Or if you got some of the newer phones like an iPhone or an Android, there is downloadable apps that are free that have a really, really slick interface.
Right. I have the PayPal app on an iPhone, so yeah,
okay,
it works great.
Yeah, so you're familiar. Within 2 seconds, you can pull someone's name from your address book, mm-hmm. select what currency and what dollar amount, and they've got money instantaneously.
Yeah. It's handy when you lose a bet and you need to send somebody some money.
Definitely. I mean, we've all found ourselves sending money to someone, you know, whether it be splitting a check at a restaurant or paying someone back from a bar bill the night before or paying for tickets. There's always those kind of scenarios.
Awesome. Daryl, thank you very much for your time.
Yep.
Daryl McMullen, he's the head of PayPal in Canada. If you want to learn more about the various services, paypal.com, and you can sign up for a free account. And now free emailing of money to friends and family within Canada if it's a cash balance or bank account withdrawal, not via credit card, then it's a small fee. All right, when we return after this break, boom, 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 we're going to go right to the callers. I want to hear your favorite websites and why. We're going to get on as many callers as possible because we're going to give away that wonderful grand prize just before 1 p.m. It's a $200 click-free transformer. What does that mean? It's a USB cable that you plug into your computer and you attach it to your own hard drive or the 320-gigabyte one that comes with it, and it automatically backs up all your important files for you without you having to click anything. This falls into the why didn't anyone think of this before category. So 1-800-561-CFRB to tell me your favorite websites. In Toronto, 416-872-1010 or Star Talk on your cell phone. That's Star 8255. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk. It's the best of the web today on Tech Talk. I'm asking you to tell me your favorite websites and why, and I'm sharing a few of my own as well. Last week, we had a gentleman on from OTRCAT.com. It stands for Old Time Radio Catalog, where there are thousands of free old dramas and comedies and horror plays that you can download to your computer or favorite phone or MP3 player. And it's a wonderful way to stay entertained during a long commute. I listen to these old-time radio shows daily. And for the ones that aren't available at otrcat.com, check out archive.org. You can download, get this, entire collections of your favorite shows. You can type in, for example, Inner Sanctum, and then download it'll be a big file. So just be forewarned, it'll be like a zipped file that's like 1 gigabyte in size. But when you expand it on your computer, you got every episode of Inner Sanctum or any of these old shows, archive.org, and then you'll see there's a spot for old-time radio. But I want to ask you your favorite websites and why. I'll tell you again about our grand prize after we take a few more calls because it's long overdue. Rashid, I promise you, you're next. How are you?
Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Okay.
Good.
My favorite website is pricenetwork.ca.
Pricenetwork.ca. What can you do there?
Yep, for current flyers, travel deals, coupons, contests, all type of information.
Oh, great. So you can save money and you can print off coupons and it does price comparison between online stores and things like
that,
right?
Exactly.
Awesome. Thanks, Rashid. Also, I'll add one to that as well. One we've talked about on Tech Talk in the past too. It's called save.ca. And at save.ca, not only can you click off the kinds of products that you buy at your supermarket, but you don't need to waste your own paper and ink. They'll snail mail you coupons that are relevant to what you buy, whether it's, you know, whatever, Tide detergent or whatever products. You know what I mean. So save.ca, you click off what you use, and they mail you coupons to your door so you don't have to waste your own ink. Paper's not a big deal, but ink can be really expensive. Let's go to Shamila in Mississauga. Hi, Shamila.
Hi. My favorite website is called allrecipes.com.
Allrecipes.com. My wife loves this one. Tell us about it.
It's really cool because there's like thousands of recipes with every type of food, and they post new things every day. So it's really good for someone who wants to learn how to cook or someone who's already experienced because they have such a variety of stuff on there.
Great. Allrecipes.com. Thank you, Shamila. Shamila is eligible for that callback at the end of the show, as is every caller today, to win the $200 external hard drive and click-free technology to back up all your important files for you. Allrecipes.com. My wife just found a great recipe for banana bread on that site. Let's go to Olga in Toronto. Hi, Olga.
Hi, Mark.
Thank you for calling today.
Thanks for taking my...
And sorry for the wait.
www.webmd.com.
Webmd.com.
Right, it's a pharmaceutical website.
Okay.
And it's a daily health news. And also, if I need instant information about medication, it's great. It gives you all information about medication, side effects, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 24/7. You don't need to call your doctor.
Yeah. I do want to caution our listeners not to go just with the diagnoses that are available on these websites, even if they're trustworthy sites like WebMD.com or, as we talked about earlier, Johns Hopkins website, JHU.edu. If you've got symptoms, you know, it might give you a rough idea of what you've got, but I would still encourage you to book an appointment with your family physician or a specialist. But yes, WebMD is a great website. Lots of categories to read up information on: bipolar disorder, back pain, anxiety disorders, heart disease, diabetes, depression, osteoporosis, allergy issues. And interestingly, the main headline, as Sarah, our screener, pointed out, the main picture on the website when you go there is Michael Jackson, the King of Pop, dies of reported cardiac arrest. How does that differ from a heart attack? Learn more. And then you can click and it outlines the differences between cardiac arrest and a heart attack. So interesting stuff that ties also into current events and news. We got to take one more break. When we return, I promise we're going to get to more calls to hear more of your favorite websites and why. And of course, get ready to give away the click-free transformer drive to a lucky listener. So stick with us for this one last break, and we'll go right back to the lines when we return. More Tech Talk in moments. You know, on Tech Talk, we always have different shows. Sometimes it's on photography, sometimes it's on digital music, other times it's on HDTV tips. Not every show is going to appeal to every listener. I recognize that, yet I still try to pick, you know, a lot of these mainstream themes. But a show like today, where it's the best of the web, it's something we all do. We all visit the web. I'm sure most, if not all, listeners today spend some time on the internet. And if you're, you know, under 40, then you're probably spending a lot of time on the internet, as it's just part of the culture, myself included. So I'm opening the lines today and asking you your favorite websites and why. And we're hearing some really cool ones that I can't wait to visit after the show. So give us a call. And we're also getting ready to give away our grand prize. The secret phrase again is, I've won on the web today on Tech Talk. I've won on the web today on Tech Talk. If we call you back, should you have gotten your favorite website on the air today, our lovely screener, Sarah Rice, will have taken your phone number down. One of her favorite websites, by the way, is called Breitbart.com. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. It's Breitbart.com. It's alternative news, really interesting stories. I'm scouring the headlines and videos that are on here. Kind of odd stuff. So if you like news, if you're a news junkie, and if you're tuned into CFRB 24/7, then chances are you are. Then you'll like Breitbart.com. Breitbart. .com. But you don't have to write down all these websites. Just email me, techtalk@cfrb.com. I'll email you a list of all the great sites to visit from, you know, given today by Tech Talk listeners, including Paul from Hamilton. Hi, Paul.
Hello, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
My favorite site is allmyfave.com.
Oh, yeah, this is a great one.
And if you're ever just looking for anything or just to pass some time, this is a great place to go because click on a website and they'll take you someplace you've never been before.
Yeah, so it's kind of, how do you explain this? So allmyfaves.com, and that faves as in favorites. So A-L-L-M-Y-F like Frank, A-V, as in Victor, ES.com. It's kind of like the anti-search engine because you don't really need to search the net, even though there is a little window there. It actually gives you the top 10 sites per category, whether it's top 10 email sites if you want a free online email account, top 10 video sites like YouTube, top 10 map sites, top search sites, top news sites, all listed with attractive, you know, all the different logos for all these companies. And the list goes on and on. You just scan down. If you're in the mood for games or humor, it's there. If you want to download some new software, it's there. If you're into astrology or genealogy, it's there. So I love this one, Paul. Thanks for sharing. AllMyFaves.com. Let's go to Louisa in Woodbridge. Hi, Louisa.
Hello, how you doing?
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
The website I like is realage.com, and it's a website that basically talks about healthy living, healthy eating, certain foods you should be eating.
I think she's gone. Realage.com. I don't know what happened there, but...
Sorry.
Oh, there you are. Oh, you're still there. Great, Louisa.
Okay.
So it's all about health issues, tips on being healthy.
Exactly, yes. And actually, there's an interesting little thing on there, too, that you could go through this whole series of questions. You need a little bit of patience for it because it's quite lengthy. And it asks you all different questions, what vitamins you take, if you exercise, what kind of foods you eat. And near the end, basically, based on all these questions, it actually... tells you what your real age is based on what you're doing, your lifestyle.
I was going to ask you if the website name had any relevance here. So yeah, realage.com also tries to give you your real age depending on your lifestyle. So that's a good one there. I'm sorry to those who we didn't get to today, but let me at least say their website's on the air and I'll add it to the list as well. smartcanucks.ca, smartcanucks.ca. I certainly won't be listed there. IXQuick.com is supposed to be an interesting new search engine. IXQuick.com. We've got scraptime.ca for a scrapbooking website. Weather Office, and this is the official weather office for Canada, weatheroffice.gc.ca. GC is Government of Canada. So weatheroffice.gc.ca. And finally, Snopes. And Snopes.com is a website that shows, it demystifies some of these myths out there that are very common, these scams and that we read about. It's basically tells you which is an urban legend and which is real. Snopes.com. But now is the time where we call you back. We're going to randomly pick a, Sarah, feel free to pick anyone there. And we're going to dial the number and see if you remember the secret phrase so we can give away this great grand prize courtesy of ClickFree. They were a guest on the show a few weeks back. I love these products. I just demonstrated it on TV on Tuesday and I got a lot of email based on that segment. ClickFree.com, good Toronto-based technology. So please, let's call somebody randomly and see if they remember the secret phrase. And there's the dialing music I was hoping for. Lots of great websites today, guys. Thank you for the suggestions. Email me, techtalk@cfrb.com for a list of them. Just give me a day or so. All right, here we go. Nope. All right.
Hello?
Sorry, hun. We got to go to the next caller. Don't know who that is, but Sarah's just shrugging her shoulders. Sarah Rice is our screener today. She's who you talk to when you call in. Thank you for a great job today. And behind the board is Scott Gill, our tech op, as we like to say in the biz.
Hello?
Sorry, we've got to go to the next caller. Dope. They're out a $200 prize. Let's try one more, see if they remember the phrase.
I won on the web today on Tech Talk.
Hey, congratulations.
Ooh.
You certainly have. You've won on our web theme today. It's a click-free transformer drive with a 320 gigabyte hard drive included in the cable. Who's this?
This is Beth.
Beth. Well, congrats on winning a prize on this soggy Sunday.
Yeah.
And I hope you enjoy it. We'll put you on hold, tell you how to pick up your grand prize. You'll love it. I love these products. Clickfree.com, especially if you're not tech savvy. We all need to back up our important, irreplaceable files like photos, videos, and documents. Again, big thank you to Scott and Sarah behind the glass today. Don't forget, from 2 to 4 p.m., we've got a special Gay Pride show. on News Talk 1010 CFRB, hosted by Ben Mercer, live at the parade. So you're going to not want to miss that, despite the weather. Hopefully it'll clear up for everybody attending. Perhaps you're en route right now. Fingers crossed for you all. And coming up next, from 1 till 2, we've got the Buddha Lounge. Get your Zen on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Have a great Sunday.